2 Kings chapter 21. This is about King Manasseh. Now, Manasseh was going to be one of Judah's worst ever kings, but his father, Hezekiah, had been a good king, at least for much of his life. Then at the end of his life, he seemed to go wrong. So you can have a position where actually Hezekiah had a bad father, Ahaz. Hezekiah, you could say, was a man of faith, but then he had an evil son. So it just shows that you can't inherit faith. You've got to work it out for yourself with God. You've got to read the Bible and pray, and you have your own... That's right, and love God for yourself. That's what you've got to do. And you can't just get into the kingdom of God because your mum and dad were a believer. And likewise, neither will you not be able to believe because your mum and dad didn't believe. That wouldn't be right. God deals with individuals. So Manasseh was only 12 years old when he began to reign. And he ruled in Jerusalem for 55 years. So that means he died when he was 67, which in those days was a fairly long period of life. So it just shows that good people die young like Jesus did, and sometimes wicked people live very long. His mother was Hephzibah. Following the disgusting practices of the nations whom the Lord had driven out of the land, he rebuilt the high places that his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He built altars to worship Baal with and made an image to Asherah. That's the goddess that they worshipped. So this is how it often happened, that the kings would reform, would destroy all the idols, and then in the next generation they get built up again. It's like us, you examine yourself and you realize I shouldn't be doing this. You stop doing it and then you start doing it again. This is what we mustn't be like, because we mustn't be like how Israel and Judah were in all the history that we're reading here. Manasseh also worshipped the stars. Now, some people really believe that the stars influence your life and that they bring good luck or bad luck. But we know that there's nothing like that, that God is in our lives and God is all-powerful. So we're not just under the influence of the stars, we are under God's influence and his power. Manasseh built altars in God's temple, the place where Yahweh was to be worshipped. And he built altars in the courtyards of the temple where he could worship the stars. He even sacrificed his own son, his own little boy, as a burnt offering. So he sinned greatly against the Lord and stirred up his anger. He put a symbol representing Asherah, the goddess that they worshipped, in the temple of God, the place about which God had told David that his presence would be. This was the place that he told David and Solomon that I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel where I should be worshipped. And it was there that this wicked man Manasseh had gone and put these altars and these pagan things. God sent his servants, the prophets, trying to reprove, to correct Manasseh and the people. But the people did not listen. God threatened to bring such a terrible evil on Jerusalem and Judah that the ears of everyone who heard it would tingle. God told them that he would punish Judah as he had done Samaria, that is, the 10 tribes. He said, I will wipe Jerusalem clean like a plate that is wiped and then turned upside down. I will hand over the people to their enemies because they have so stirred up my anger. Manasseh murdered so many innocent people that the streets of Jerusalem flowed with blood. And so he died. And this was all going to come eventually to judgment, when Babylon was to come and take all the people into captivity. Well, after him, Amon reigned, and he was 22 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 2 years, and his mother was called Meshulameth. But like his father Manasseh, he sinned against the Lord. He copied his father's sins and he rejected Yahweh, the God of his fathers. Amon's servants plotted against him and killed him in the palace. And the people of Judah made the people who had killed him to be king. Amon was buried in the tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and his son Josiah became king. Now, Josiah actually was quite a good king. So you just see how out of all these bad things that had gone on before, Josiah looked at it all and said, I don't want to be part of that. If that's where sin leads, I want to be different. And that's how we should be, looking at the world and looking how people get into fights and misery because of their pride and their desire to hit people back. We mustn't be like that, but see where it all leads and say, no, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be new. I'm going to go my own way, which is going to be God's way.